So yesterday we read the Gemara that asked what was the makor for Yichud, Aminan Imili, and Amar of Yochanan, Mishum Rishmel Vemez, Yichud Minator Minayan, Shenemar, Kiyasischa Achicha Ben Imecha, Vechi Ben Eim Mesis, Ben Av Eino Mesis. In other words, the diuk is that the word Ben Imecha seems totally inappropriate because it is equally plausible for Ben Aim and Ben Av to be Mesis. So the Gemara answers, El Eliolam, El Elomer Lecha Ben Mesiachid Im Imo, Vasos Yachid Im Kolavau Shebetorah. Lechora, what the Gemara means, the simple reading of the Gemara, is that actually not at all clear what exactly we mean by this makor. You know, before we get into that, we'll go in order. So first, let's talk about this lashon of remez before we get to the remez liichud min haTorah minayin. So the lashon of remez might indicate, as we said yesterday, that it's deoraisa. It's not deoraisa. It's an asmachta. However, as we also noted, it's unclear. The term remez might imply that it's an asmachta, but still it's medin, it's at least halach l'moshe misinai. Or perhaps the term remez implies, is used because even if it is a drasha gemura, because it's not the pashtei dekra, as the Gemara will point out in a moment. So the Gemara over here, I would say, in terms of our question as to whether Yichud is an Isser D'Oraisa or an Isser D'Rabbanan, is ambiguous. Perhaps, all things being equal, you might say that if you just had our sugya, you would think Yichud is only Asser M'D'Rabbanan because it uses A, the Lashon of Remez, and B, the Hemshech of the Gemara points out, Pashte D'Kra. What is the Pashtus of the Kra? Implying clearly that it's not the Pashtus of the Kra. If it's not the Pashtus of the Kra, maybe you'd think it's only Derabban. That's the impression you get when you just read our sugya. However, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, if you had a chance to take a look at it, this is Lamed Vav Amud Beis, really implies quite strongly that Yichud is, in fact, an Isser D'Oraisa. How so? So the Gemara there basically asks, how could you say Tocha Dvarim that Yichud is Aser from the Yud Ches Dvarim Shegazru Shammai VeHillel, because Yichud Debas Yisrael D'Oraisa. The Gemara asks explicitly this question: isn't Yichud Mid'Oraisa? Right. The Gemara over there says, Val Yena Mishum Menosem, Val Menosem Mishum Davar Acher, Val Davar Acher Mishum Davar Acher, and the Gemara says, Binoseim D'Oraisa Hi. And the Gemara says, because Los is Chatin, and then we say it's Yichud, and we say also eventually, but Yichud is De'oraisa. Right? Ki Gazru Beis Dino, Shal Chashmonai Bia, Aval Yichud Lo. Va'asa Inhu, meaning Shammai V'Hillel, Gazru Afilu Yichud. Yichud Nami Beis Dino, Shal David Gazru. The Gemara asks, it wasn't Shammai V'Hillel that were Gozer on Yichud. Who was it? It was earlier. It was based in Shal David Shagazru, Damar of Yudah. Vosa Shah Gazru al Yichud, after this story of Amnon and Tamar, the basin of David was Gozer on Yichud. Amri Hasam Yichud Devas Yisrael. Aval Yichud Ovedes Kochavim, lo. Vasu Inu Vigazru Afilo al Yichud Ovedes Kochavim. So the Gemara says, one second, that too is impossible. Yichud Devas Yisrael deoraisahi. Explicitly, Yichud of a Bas Yisrael's mid deoraisa. Damer of Yochanan, Mishum Roshim Yotzadak, and he quotes our Gemara. Remez li Yichud Minator Minayin. Shenemar, ki yisischa achicha ben imecha, v'chi ben eim mesis, ben av eino mesis, ela ben mesiached im imo, v'ein acher mesiached im kol arau shebetar. Whatever that means, it's the very same drasha. You can't say it's a stira and sugyos. We quote the very same drasha to prove that Yichud is deraisa, and therefore the Gemara asks, how could you say that it's only midrabanan? And the Gemara answers, you're right, Yichud deraisa, de'eshes ish. Yichud of Neshes Ish, presumably of all Arayos, is Deoraisa. Thus, a David v'Gazer afilo Yichud de Pnuya, after the mice of Amnon and Tamar, David was Gozer on Pnuyos that are Jewish. V'asu talmidei shamai uveis hillel gazur afilu ayichud del vedes kolchavim. And then the talmidei shamai hillel, the yod chesvarim, they were gozer on yichud of vedes kolchavim. So what comes out from the Gemara Lechora is that there are three steps, three stages in the evolution of the Yisr Yichud. Midei Oraisa with Bas Yisrael, that's an erva, that's derived from the drasha that we have in our sugya. And then David was Mosif Pinuya. And then Shammai v'Hillel were Mosif Gai. An interesting question, which we'll return to hopefully in a couple of minutes, is what about Chai v'Lavin? And the truth is, it's very ambiguous here. Because on the one hand, what do I mean to say Chai v'Lavin, or even Essen Del Raisa, but let's say Lavin for a moment. Like Grusha Lekohen, right? Is there an Isser Deraisa of a Yichud for Grusha to a Kohen? So Pashtus, the answer is no, because Mideraisa, we say it's only Arayos. But from the fact that David was only Gozer and Penuyos, that would, imply that Lavin were already prohibited. So which one is it? We'll get back to that question. But one way or the other, in terms of the Seder Hadvarim in the Gemara, so originally we had Yichud of Arayos, maybe Lavin, maybe Essen, but Yichud of Arayos for sure. Then stage two, David, as a response to the story of Amnon and Tamar, was Gozer on Pinuyos. It's also an interesting question, why is it a good response? But we'll get back to that also. And finally, stage three, Yud Ches Dvarim, later in the Tkufa of the Tanaim, they were Mosif Yichud with a non-Jewish woman. Okay. Now, this Gemara is very clear in saying it's Deraisa. How? For two reasons. One is it uses the term Deraisa, and two is it precludes the possibility of saying it was a Takana. Now, even if you said the word Deraisa doesn't always mean Deraisa, but the fact is that the Gemara rejects the possibility that this was any type of Takana by saying it was Deraisa. Now, that being said, we seem to have an open and shut case. Like we said, our Gemara is ambiguous, but this Gemara is black on white. Yichud with Arayos is an Isser de Oraisa. And that being the case, really there should be nothing to talk about, as we'll see in a moment. There is something to talk about. There are many that claim that Yichud is not de Oraisa, and obviously we'll have to figure out what they have to do, how they're going to explain this Gemara of Avodah Zarah. Another relevant source is the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Chaf Aleph on the base. The Gemara over there just says, Suga v'shoshanim, shafilu kesuga shel shoshanim lo yifritzu bahen pirtzos. V'ayinu damar lei hahumina l'rav kahana amrisu nida shari li yichudei b'hadi gavra efshar esh ben ores v'ayna me'av heves. Right? It's an amazing thing. We allow a nida to have yichud with her husband, not just yichud, but mamash sleep in the same bedroom. It's true, there are harchakos, can't sleep on the same bed, but they're in the same bedroom. How could that be? How could it be that, this min was making fun of the Jews? Give me a break. You think people actually don't sleep with their wives when she's anida? And he responded, yes, indeed, that's true. Amar le ha-Torah ha-id aleinu suga ba-shoshanim. Shafilu kesuga b'shoshanim lo yifrutzu v'hen pirtzos. So this is an amazing thing. And this is, again, not what we're going to talk about now, but one of the reasons why, when it comes to Nida, we have so many chumras in terms of harchakos, because we also have this incredible kula that they're sleeping in the same bedroom, even though there's an iser kares if they were to sleep together. But one way or the other, so the Gemara says, basically, yes, taka, an amazing thing. It's probably hard for anyone who doesn't experience it to believe that it's true, but it is true. Suga b'shoshana matora ida. People don't do that aveira. Now, sounds like what we're saying is we have exer sakasa from a pasuk to be matir in iser yichud. So Tosfos over there asks the obvious question, which is, he assumes, like the simple reading of the Gemara that we cited earlier, that clearly Yichud is an Isser D'Oraisa. And moreover, it's worth noting that from the formulation of Tosfos' question, you see that he assumes that not only is it an Isser D'Oraisa, but it's an Isser D'Oraisa that's derived from this drasha of Kiyas Yischa. He says, "Vim tomar va'yichodo raisa hikedidar shinan mechiyah sischa chicha beni mecha v'heichiyai asakra de divrei kabbalah lemishvi mai dechsev doraisa." How could you have a pasuk in Shir Hashirim coming to be matir and iser doraisa? So, also interesting to note that Tosos over here assumes that nida should be bechlal the iser doraisa. Either because nida is an erva, or because you think that the iser deraisa is not limited to technical arayos. That's another interesting question, though not for now, which is, nida, is it among the arayos? This is a machlokas rishonim. It's studied in lakan ulakan. On the one hand, it's like an erva in the sense that it is a chiyuv kares, but there are other aspects in which we seem to treat it differently from arayos. And interesting nafkaminas, would it be Yehari Val Yavor, for example? But one way or the other, Tosus assumes in his question that it should be Bechlal the Yisr Doraisa, V'yesh Lomar. So this might be, Tosus is going to answer the question, but this might be one potential source for those who argue that Yisr Yichud is not Doraisa, because they don't like Tosus' answer. But Tosus does answer the question. He does not. He accepts his hanacha that yichud with anida should be deoraisa. And his answer is v'yesh lomar lo asra Torah ela kein imo de lo avida de mishtaria aval nida sofa li taher. Now, what is Tosus's answer? Simple reading of Tosus is as follows. Let's go back to the makor. What is the makor for the iser deoraisa of yichud? Kiyasischa teaches me that there's a heter yichud with imo, but presumably everything else, all other arayos are usher. But the nature of the drasha is that all other arayos, dumya de'aim, are usher. However, if you had something, a erva, or a iser bia, that's not dumya de'aim, such as be, it should be mutter. It should be mutter. And nida is different than aim. Why is it different? Because sofa li taher, in other words, the heter of the iser bia with imo, or all other standard arayos, are permanent isurin. Okay, you know, maybe shteachayos, it could come tater, but it's certainly not sofo litaher, right? So all the other arayos basically are permanent or almost entirely permanent, and therefore we darshin that all other permanent arayos, like imo, are going to be bechlal the yeser. But anything that's different in a significant way, now the question is how different, right? We clearly don't say, well, just chayve misos, it's also going to be chayve krisos, but and then that leads to the question, what about chayve lavin or the like? But nida is different in a substantial way from imo. Why? Sofa li taher. Therefore, it's not bechlal the yisr. So maybe it should be aser midrabanan. No. Because suga bashoshanim, this pasuk from Divrei Kabbalah, there's no need to be gozer midrabanan, and the like. So Tosfos clearly in his question and his answer assumes it's deraisa. Moreover, you see from the formulation of his answer that he assumes that the iser deraisa is derived from this drasha. This is a drasha gemura. It's true we call it a remez. It's true it's not pashtei dekra, but that doesn't mean it's not a drasha gemura. Lots of drashos in Shas are not the Pshuto Shel Mikra, that's for sure. And even though usually the Gemara doesn't ask, well, what is the Pashtei Dekra? We're not interested. That's like, you know, for Ibn Ezra and Rashbam, and it's not what we do when we learn Gemara. But it's an interesting question. Why all of a sudden over here we're so interested? Tosus doesn't think that implies that this is a especially far-fetched drasha that's not actually deraisa. Tosus says, no, this is a drasha gemara. We have a kasha. We give an answer. There is another possible way, by the way, to read this answer in Tosfos. I don't think it's the simple reading of Tosfos, but other Rishonim do say it. We'll get back to it later because it's a very fundamental answer. They ask the same question as Tosfos. Let's say Rabbeinu Yonah. He gives a slightly different answer. This is the Rabbeinu Yonah on this in Sanhedrin. He says the pshat is, and we'll get back to it later, that it's not like because it's sofo li taher, there's not so much of a yetzer hara. And that's why it's not bechlal. Meaning to say, it has to be similar to arayos for which there's a very, or potentially a very powerful yetzer hara. And since by nida it's pas besalo, the yetzer hara isn't so strong. In fact, we know that's why nida, the heter yichud with ishto nida is only if bala wants. Bala bias mitzvah and then pas besalo. If a woman, we'll see later, is pirsa nida kodim sheba aleha, so then there actually is an iser yichud with nida. According to Tosfos, presumably that wouldn't be deraisa. You'd have to say that's derabanan. Though if you read it like, if you read the according to Tosfos, read, I guess the simple way of reading Tosfos. But if you learn like Rabbeinu Yonah, same question, but a slightly different answer. It's not dome to imo kasofa li taher, not because of the more technical aspect that Tosfos focuses on, but because the yetzer hara isn't so great. But one way or the other, you see there, both in his question and his answer, that it's an iser de oraisa learned out from the drasha. So far, again, all the evidence seems to be in favor of assuming it's de oraisa. And that is, in fact, the view of many Rishonim, probably most Rishonim. It is possible. That's why I said it's another possible way to read Tosfos. I think the simple reading of Tosfos is not that way. I think he's more focusing on the technical difference. It's a little ikar chasim and a sefer to say he means the same thing as Rabbeinu Yonah, I think, but it is possible reading. I'm not v'yeshomer lo asra Torah ala k'ein imo de lo avida de mishtarya aval nida sofa litar, and therefore it's not k'ein imo because the yetzer hara isn't as great. You could read Tosfos as saying that as well. I think they're both plausible ways of reading Tosfos. I think the simpler reading of Tosfos is the way I said it at first. But there are definitely Rishonim that explicitly give the other reading, like Rabbeinu Yonah, and in fact it might be what Tosfos is saying. We'll return to that question. It's a very important, fundamental question, because according to Rabbeinu Yonah, at the very least, we might be saying a very important rule, which is there is no Iser Yichud when a certain threshold of Taiva isn't met, which is a fascinating idea, right? Nobody's going to say there's zero Taiva for one's wife when she's a nida, even though sofer litar, even if you have pas besalo, you know, stomachs happened that people were nichshal. So the fact that when there's not even a certain threshold of taiva, that is not bichlal the iser. In other words, the iser is not just arayos, but arayos where there's a certain threshold of taiva, and that's what the Gemara, at least Rabbeinu Yonah, and maybe even Tosfos is answering. No, there's no Iser Yichud b'chi agavna, even when it's arayos. That's a very important yesod, a very important chiddush, right, if that's true. And we're going to have to return to that question, but not right now. So we've seen so far, we've shown him that seem to explicitly learn that the Iser Yichud is deraisa. What about Shitas HaRambam? So the Rambam writes in Perek Chafes, Halacha Beis, of Yisrei Bia, Lo nechshedu Yisrael al mishkan zachar v'al behema lefikach ein iser ein aser l'siachid iman. We'll return to that. V'im nisracheik afilu miyichud zachar behema reze meshubach. We'll talk about that as well. V'doli ha-chachamim hayu marchikin ha-behema k'dei shelo yisiachadu ima. We'll go back to that also. And the Rambam talks about that also at the end of the parak. But what we want is the very last line. V'iser yichud harayos mipi ha-kabbalah. So the Rambam tells us that Iser Yichud with Arayos is Mipi HaKabbalah. So the question is, what does Mipi HaKabbalah mean? So there is a big machlokas harishonim and achronim, what the Rambam means over here, what he means by mepia kabbalah. The Ramban, for example, in Sefer Mitzvos, takes for granted that the Rambam understands that it means an asmachta, the Rabbanan. The Ramban assumes that the Rambam assumes, this is not so clear, but he assumes that the Rambam understands that whenever the Gemara uses the Lashon of Remez, it means it's dirabanan. And therefore, the fact that the Gemara used the term Remez shows that Yichud is dirabanan. Now, the truth is, this gets into a broader Sefer Mitzvos question. Many of you probably considered this if you learned Kiddushin at the beginning of the year when you saw the Rambam Shita about Kiddushei Kesef being Divrei Sofrim. But one question that always comes up when studying Sefer Mitzvos is, when the Rambam tells you that something should not be counted among the Taryag Mitzvos, that need not mean that it's Dirabanan. It might, for example, mean that it's not sufficiently explicit in the text of the Torah to warrant being enumerated among the Taryag Mitzvos. But it might still have the din of a drasha gemura and effectively be oraisa, at least with respect to the basis of its being binding. Then you could also ask, is there a nafka mina, which is again a very interesting sefer mitzvah shaila. Who cares whether something's counted as a mitzvah or not, especially once you say that you could have deraisas that aren't counted. And might there be nafka minas? Maybe the Rambam holds that divrei sofrim sveiko lahako, for example, even if it's halacha l'moshe misinai. All these are very interesting questions. What's relevant for us, though, to note is that even if we assume that the Rambam did state as a rule, and he doesn't state this explicitly either, but even if we were to assume that when he stated as a rule, any time it says remez, it shouldn't be counted among the taryag mitzvos, because that doesn't have to mean that it means it's derabanan. That's where the Ramban reads Rambam. Just like the Ramban reads Rambam that when he said Kiddushei Kesef is Divrei Sofrim, that meant Derabanan. And he said, well, that doesn't make any sense. There's a million kashas on that. And one very powerful way of responding is no, that just because it's not meant to be counted among the Taryag Mitzvos doesn't mean it's full-fledged Derabanan in a classical sense. The Rambam really had very different understandings of the words. He didn't use the words derais and derabanan in the way we generally think about it. Broader question, not for now. So even if you say that's what the Rambam is saying here, that doesn't mean it's derabanan. It just means it's not sufficiently explicit in the text to be counted among the taryag mitzvos. But anyway, the Ramban, as we noted, does seem to assume that the Rambam read it was only midrabanan. The Smag, which is quoted over here in the Yom Shel Shlomo, Simen Chaf, as well as the Trumas Hadashen, assume that the Rambam meant midrabanan. Again, Trumas Hadashen himself thinks it's deraisa, but you see that he learns that the Rambam held it was derabanan. I'll read you just two lines of Afagav. The Rambam kasav deinu elam midivrei kabbalah, ha'iyu nami kasav, it relates to Priyas Rosh. Anyway, we'll leave that aside. But so here we have a number of sources that say the Rambam held it means derabanan. This also seems to be the view of the Gra, Sif Katan Dalet, in the Shulchan Aruch. He writes, again, not maybe 100% explicit, but on the words Makos Mardos, Kamosh Kasva Rambam Sham, V'isser Yichud Harayos Mepi Kabbalah, Ratzalomar Das Machtahi, V'aflas Ovrim Se Divrei Torahi, Mikal Makom Enu El Asay. The Shulchan Aruch paskins that you get Malkos Mardos on Yichud. So the Gra always tells you what's the makor for the halachos of the Shulchan Aruch. So he says, if you learn like the Rambam, that is Divrei Kabbalah, then it's Pasha why it's Malkos Mardos. And then he writes, even if you hold it's Dvar Torah, the Afla Sovrim Shedvar Torah, he, implying not the Rambam, so still, Eino El Asay, we'll get back to that point. Why is it an Asay? Very simple. Because let's say you hold Dvar Drasha, right? Kiyasischa. So, doesn't, even if it's a drasha gemur 100%, it doesn't create a lav, right? It just says, ben misyached in imo, which is in the ve'enu misyached im shar arayusha b'torah. So it's like an isarasei, right? The Torah is telling you, there's a heter yichud for mother-son, from which we derive that there's an isar yichud for all other arayos. But it's a derivation from a positive statement, so you wouldn't get malchus either way. But the formulation of the gra does indicate that he held, that the Rambam held, that it was only derabanan. Now, the obvious problem with that is, what about the Gemara Avodah Zarah? Didn't we say just a couple of minutes ago, there's a Mefarsh Gemara Avodah Zarah that tells you that Isser Yichud is an Isser Deoraisa? So, this is a very strong question. The Achronim more or less say that you're forced to say that Deoraisa doesn't mean Deoraisa. The Atzei Arazim, for example, Sifkat and Dalad, says that when the Gemara says Deoraisa means that it's a very old gzeira, that Asmechua Akra, and it was well before Shammai the Hillel, and even before Beis Dino Shel David, and therefore the Gemara says you can't say this is from Yud Ches Dvarim because it's deraisa, meaning to say a iser derabanan that was asmechuha on this pasuk, and one that's ancient and therefore beyond before Beisham Beis Hillel. And if you want a rishon that more or less I think says this answer to be miyashev this tzad that it's derabanan, you could see that in the Meiri and Ar Sugya. The Meiri on Ar Sugya and Peyamid Beis on the Dibor Maschil HaMishnah Shvias writes, V'afal pish ein hayichud bichlal minyan hamitzvos. Note, he says minyan hamitzvos, but for now we'll the point could be equally made if you said it's deraisa, though that might not be the point the Meiri is making. Mikol makom iser torahu karui kimo she heviuha derech asmachta medechsev benimecha kedisa begemara. V'chem sechus avodazar hekshu yichud de'arayos de'araysahi v'ratza lomar shu iser Torah miderech remez v'asmachta. So, more or less, the Meiri is not so clear, but I think the simplest reading is that he understands that de'araysa means, again, a very old shu iser Torah miderech remez v'asmachta, but it's still begeder asmachta. And it's not de'oraisa, but what he says is lashon is mikol makom iser Torah hu karoi. It's called de'oraisa. Now, the Meiri itself is still somewhat ambiguous, but this reading that the Meiri suggests is presumably what you're going to have to say, and what the Atzei Arazim says, to be miyashev the tzad that it's only midrabanan. It's not an iser deraisa, the Gemara, but it's an iser that's called deraisa, right? There's as it were, three categories. We could have iser deraisa, we have isure derabanan, and then we have isurin that are called deraisa. They're actually derabanan, but asmechu akra, and they're called deraisa, and presumably they're very old. And that's how the Rambam would have to read the Gemara. And we do have places where other Rishonim make similar points. There's a Rashi and Tosos say a similar type of thing on Shabbos, Lamed Daled, Amud Aleph, concerning Eruvei Tchumin. Okay. Again, some say maybe the Rambam was motivated by the Gemara in Sanhedrin that we brought, bring the Pasuk and Shir Hashirim, but that's not the, it's not going to be the strongest proof in the world. Oh. So, there's another, another raya, maybe it's, but one way or the other, the The raya from Makos Mara, just like we said, isn't such a good raya. I really, it's quite amazing that that this is the way they learn the Rambam, because really, I think the Pasha Pshat in the Rambam is that he thinks it's Deraisa. But doesn't he use the Lashon of Derabanan? Divrei Kabbalah. So, if you look at how the Rambam uses words, it's always, Rambam sometimes has his own code words and vocabulary and the like, so you have to look at all the places where the Rambam uses the term Divrei Kabbalah and figure out what it means. Now, sometimes, as we know, Divrei Kabbalah refers to dinim that are derived from Nevi'im. Now, clearly that's not what it means here, because we don't have any, you know, if we had a pasuk in Yeshayahu that referred to an Isser Yichud, so then we could say that when the Rambam says Divrei Kabbalah, maybe he means Takanas HaNevi'im. But there is not, we don't find any psukim in Nach that are the basis for Isser Yichud, so that's not what Divrei Kabbalah means. So, and we do sometimes find that Divrei Kabbalah might be referring to Dinim Derabanan, but we also find places in the Rambam where Divrei Kabbalah does seem to be referring to Dinim Deraisa. Take a look at Hilchos Karban Pesach, Perek Vav, Halacha Yud Beis, and Hilchos Eidos, Perek Chaf, Halacha Ches, and the Mefarshim over there. And you'll see that the term Divrei Kabbalah in the Rambam, and there are other places as well, does or can also refer to Dinim Deraisa. The Kesef Mishnah writes in Ishos Perk Aleph, Halacha Vav. Again, he's not talking here about Osir Yichud. He's talking about in a different context, but he writes, Lashon Mepia Kabbalah, no fell, Al Davar Mekubal, Mepi Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Hashalom, O Nilmad, Mi Yod Gimel Midos. Meaning to say, things that are either a Mesora or derived from a Drasha Gemura. He there wonders why the Rambam uses the term Divrei Kabbalah about Shnios. But in light of the way the Rambam, since the only reason really to assume that the Rambam holds its Derabanan is from the word Divrei Kabbalah, again, from what he says in Sefer Mitzvos, we already said is not going to be a very strong raya. Because even if we say that he holds, that any time he uses the word Remez, that means it shouldn't be counted in Sefer Mitzvos. That just means it shouldn't be counted in Sefer Mitzvos. It doesn't mean that it's Derabanan, right? And the only other reason to assume he assumes it's Derabanan is the Lashon of Divrei Kabbalah. But once we see there are places that we use the term Divrei Kabbalah to refer to Dinim Deraisa, so again, why say this? In light of the fact that we have a Gemara that's certainly, when read kipshuto, indicates it's deraisa. The Rambam calls it Divrei Kabbalah because, like the Gemara says, it's not the Pashtei Dekra, uses the Lashon of Remez. And the Gemara specifically asks, what's the Pashtei Dekra? So the Rambam wants to specifically avoid saying that this is Dvar Torah in the sense of explicit in the text. But doesn't mean that it's Derabanan. And this is the approach taken of many Mefarshim in the Rambam. L'chora, the Magid Mishnah, if you look over here, assumes it's Deraisa. The Mishnah L'melech in Perek Beis of Sota Halacha Aleph writes that it's Aser M'Deraisa according to the Rambam. And he makes this point explicitly. The Rambam, he writes, the Rambam is L'shitaso, D'kol Davar She'enu Mefurish B'Kasav, Lo kari le dvar Torah. That's what the Rambam's doing over here. Why doesn't he call it dvar Torah? Because, again, this you have to know how the Rambam uses the terms dvar Torah. The term dvar Torah for the Rambam doesn't mean deraisa. The term dvar Torah for the Rambam means explicit in the text, or pashtei dekra, or a very, very powerful drasha. And so that's why the Rambam doesn't call it dvar Torah. So that being the case, I think it's not so pashut at all to learn the Rambam is saying that it's Derabanan. Even within the Rambam, a very strong case could be made that the Rambam too agrees it's deraisa. He's not going to agree to Tosfos. Well, he might. That's not even clear. He might say that it's halach l'moshe m'Sinai and it's an asmachta. Or he could agree to Tosfos that this is the Makor, but it's just not the Pshuto Shel Mikra. So we don't know exactly the gedder of the deraisa for the Rambam, but that it's deraisa on some level, deraisa in the sense of not a takana derabanan, put it that way, right? So that is very reasonable within the Rambam. In terms of some other Rishonim, there, the smak does really imply, right? We want to know, are there any Rishonim that say it's derabanan? So the smak does imply it's derabanan. Doesn't say it explicitly either, but it's a sefer of mitzvot. So in mitzvah tzad yites is the iser of yichud, and tzad yivav sounds like from there on are mitzvot derabanan. So implying, you know, from the ordering and the organization of the smak that it's derabanan. Okay. And there certainly are achronim, as we mentioned, that do assume it's derabanan. So essentially, there are, I guess, four possibilities. We have possibility one, it's a drasha gemura, it's a deraisa. Possibility two is it's derived from lo sikrevu, and the Gemara is drashas and asmachta. This seems to be the opinion of the Sefer HaChinuch, if you happen to have a chance to look at it. Possibility number three is, like we said, it's a halach l'moshe m'Sinai of sort, and the drashas and asmachta. And all three of these possibilities fit with the simple reading of the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, which says deraisa, in the sense that it was not legislated by human beings. And then the fourth possibility is that it is a din derabanan, and when we say deraisa, it means some type of gzera keduma. So how do we paskin? So the Chachmas Adam writes that rov poskim hold its deraisa, and therefore, at least again when we're talking about arayos, we should treat it as an iser deraisa in terms of all that entails. There are some poskim who deny this. There's, if you want to look, I'm going to be referring to a lot of Tzitz Eliezer's as we go through, again, some of the more practical questions. The Tzitz Eliezer has a kuntras on Yichud, where he has, you know, over a dozen Shailos Tshuvos, and he argues that Rove, it's not, you know, the Chachmas Adam is not, it's not clearly correct. And maybe, he thinks, maybe Rove Poskim hold it's an Issa Drabbanan. And he tries to learn that the Rambam learns it's Drabbanan. He's Medayik that the Shulchan Aruch learns it's Drabbanan, because the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Lashon of the Rambam and not the Lashon of the Torah, who says it's Deraisa. Not a particularly powerful diuk, I think. And there are others as well. So there are some poskim who do argue that really we could treat Iser Yichud as a derabanan, and that this is the opinion of most poskim. And Tzitz Eliezer is certainly someone who knows what a great deal of poskim happen to say. When you read his tshuvos, you'll be overwhelmed at the amount of mekoros that he quotes, especially svarim that you've never heard of, at least that I've never heard of. So there are those who claim that that it is derabanan, according to most opinions, but I think that the Pashtus Halacha L'maisa, we follow the view of the Chachmas Adam. As we argued, perhaps all of the mainstream Rishonim assume it's deraisa, because the Pashtus and the Rambam is it's deraisa, and that's why, at least when we're dealing with Yichud of Arayos, we are going to have to treat it as an Iser Torah, and that's going to mean that in cases of Safek and the like, will have to be Machmir. There is a very interesting, innovative view that I'll just mention, Derech Agav. not because I think we accept it, but because he raises an interesting possibility and an interesting question in the Tzafnas Paneach. Tzafnas Paneach argues a compromise. He says that there is an Isser Dereis of Yichud, but it's only an Isser of Dira, of living together. But Yichud of, you know, Arai, you happen to be together with an Erev in a room for 20 minutes, that's not going to be an Isser Dereis of Yichud. And one of the Rayos he brings for this is an interesting question. We won't, we'll see later on how else you could answer this question, but a very interesting proof. From the Gemara later on, quotes an opinion, which we accept la'alacha, that when it comes to one sister, there is an iser, a heter of yichud, but an iser of dira. Can't live together with her, but you can have yichud temporarily with her. How you define living and temporarily, we'll get to when we do the sugya. But now, well, first of all, what kind of pshar is that? And also, why is it mutter? So Rashi over there says an interesting thing. He says, well, it's mutter to have yichud with your sister because you remember the Gemara in Sanhedrin where the Anshei Knesset HaGedola davened that the Yetzer HaRayos, first the Yetzer HaVodazara be taken away, and that succeeded, and then the Yetzer HaRayos be taken away, and that didn't work out so well. Nobody was having any children, and eggs weren't being laid, so they decided to leave it somewhat, but, you know, punch it in the eye and somewhat remove the Yetzer Hara of Arayos. And what that effectively means is that it's there isn't much of a Yetzer Hara for relatives, close relatives. Great. So that's why Rashi says it's mutter to have yichud with your sister. So the Rishonim, I'll ask a very obvious question, which is, if there's an Isser d'oraisa of yichud, so how could they be oker? It can't be oker a lot, right? Naniach that it's true that there's no longer a yetzer hara for your sister, but until the Anshei Knesset Gedola, there was a lav d'oraisa, right? And lav d'oraisa includes all arayos, including your sister. So, right? Okay, we have a drasha to exclude, you know, mother-son, and father-daughter. There's that drasha doesn't include sister. Sister's mutter because of, you know, what the Anshei Knesset HaGedola did. But that still doesn't help us. How could we be matir it? So now, derech agav, if you learn like the Rabbeinu Yonah that we said, maybe Tosfos, then it's not a kash at all, right? What's the answer? If there's no Yetzir Hara, that's not Aser. But the Tzafnas Paneach, we'll get back to that question later, says, oh, you see from here that really, across the board, there's no Isser Torah except for living together. And Midrabanan, they were machmir even for short-term yichud. However, since there's no concern that short-term yichud with one sister is going to come to Bia, so it must be that they, you know, heimamru behemamru, and there's no Isser, and that's why it's mutter to be together in a room with your sister short term. So that's his, the Tzafnas Paneach's Mahalich, which is, you know, very interesting and creative. You know, one question we'll have to think about for him is, we'll talk more about that when we get to talking about sisters. But that's his theory. So if that's true, so we have, again, a very interesting pshara, right? Yichud is sometimes deraisa and sometimes derabanan, a new view. He says that would explain a Gemara in Sanhedrin by a vishag. So he didn't tell you what his raya is, kedarko shel atzafnas paneach. He just sends you to that Gemara. But what I assume the raya is like this. The Gemara says that with, you know, David, it's very bad to divorce your wife, Kasha Gerishen, and therefore David couldn't marry Avishag. He already had 18 wives, but he didn't want to divorce his other wives. So what was the relationship to David and Avishag? Chai de Lavin, right? Lo Yar Belo Nashim. Assuming for a moment like many of the poskim assume. We'll talk about in a moment that the Yisr de'oraisa of Yichud includes Chayvei Lavin. So there is an Yisr de'oraisa of David HaMelech to be together with Avishag, right? Yisr de'oraisa of Yichud. So I understand Gershon is very sad. But, you know, and maybe if Yisr Yichud was only de'rabanan, so we could say, okay, you know, b'chiyah gavna, there's mutter, you can be mekel on Yichud de'rabanan, let's say it's kavod abrios or something like that. That's the way some of the mefarshim explain. But how could you be matir and Yisr de'oraisa of Yichud with Avishag? And it's pretty clear that David was having Yichud with her, and she was chayvei lavin. So if we assume that again that chayvei lavin is de'oraisa, then how do we explain this? So the Tzadnas Neach says, oh, this is my raya. Must be that it wasn't dira biyachad, it was short-term yichud. Short-term yichud is an asr deraisa. Memela, I could explain the gemar by Avishag. Okay, so assuming that we don't accept the Tzadnas Neach, which is quite radical, and certainly not in the Rishonim, we'll have to talk about how to bidocha that raya as well. Yes?
Meaning that it's an Isser love just to be Ba'an of Avishag? Because maybe the Isser of Loyer
Elanash
is only if you marry them?
Aha. So that's an interesting question. You have to learn the Sugya, but I think the assumption is that there's an Isser. If David had Bia with Avishag, he would have been Oger on a lav, in which case it should be Yichud Eraisa as well. So again, one way to get out of the Raya is to say, there's no Isser Yichud for Chai B'Lavin. But that's the Raya of the Tzafnas B'Nech. Okay. So that's L'chora what we paskin. Halach L'maisa is we do treat Isser Yichud as an Isser D'Raisa. At least, again, for Arayas. Yeah?
Maybe you mentioned this before briefly, but will it be enough for me anyways if we say according to the Rambam, Yichud is D'Raisa or Zerabon? Even according to the Rambam, Yichud is D'Raisa.
Very good. So you're correct. And it is possible that you could argue that even if it's de'oraisa, since it's not mefurish bekra, the Rambam might hold that we're mekel b'makom safek. Again, the Rambam in a couple of places with respect to implies that we're mekel in a safek of halacha l'moshe misinai, because it's technically divrei sofrim. That might be Rambam Lashitaso in general, that Safek Dereis Elohim is only Derabanan, so it wouldn't make sense to be Mechalik if you wanted to emphasize what things are explicit in the Torah. So you are correct that it is, if the Nafkamina that we're interested in is whether we would be Mekel, B'makom Safek, or Machmir, then even if we were going to go ahead and say that the Rambam holds it's Zeraisa, but since it's Divrei Kabbalah, it's not Mefurish B'Kram, maybe you could be Mekel B'Makom Safek, that is that is correct. That is a possibility. I saw that the Divrei Yatziv says that, makes that point. So you're correct. And it's also not clear cut also in the other context, meaning to say, even, it might even be in cases where we know Yichud is derabanan, we're going to be machmir b'makom safek. There's a Tais HaRash later on that talks about, again, whether the context now isn't so important. It's about whether we pass on like Shmuel. Shmuel was disagreed with our Mishnah, and he was machmir for Yichud with Arayos. And Tais HaRash wonders, should we pass on like Shmuel? Shouldn't we pass on like Shmuel? And he says, well, he thinks Shmuel is only a chumer derabanan because he won't go against our drush and our pasuk that explicitly says Yichud and Imo is mutter. So Shmuel is only derabanan. So maybe you should say we don't paskin like Shmuel because safek divrei sofer mahakal. And then he says, no, since ikur Yichud is deraisa, so we would be machmir on even derabanan shailas of Yichud. So it's important to consider that it is not automatically the case that we're mekel on every derabanan and machmer on every deoraisa. And so you are correct that when we consider each shaila and how to deal with sfekos, just saying it's deoraisa or just saying it's derabanan is not the end of the day, but it would still be very important. But that's a very nice hosafa you're making. Okay. So next point in the Gemara is whether, I guess, you assume this is a drasha gemura, or you assume it's an asmachta, though the question is more pressing if it's a drasha gemura, and that is, what exactly is this remez? What do we mean when we say remez liyichud min ha-Torah? So Rashi says, Dimasol Ella, lahachi nakat kra ben imecha. Why did the Torah use the word ben imecha? Lomar she haben matzui eitzel ha'em. To teach me that sons are matzui with their mother. Now, I don't know if you need a pasuk to teach me that the sons are with their mother. So l'chor, what he means is that from the fact that the pasuk needed to be matir yichud with ben im imo, and that in fact is the reason why ben matzui im imo, because we're Torah observant Jews. If it was aser to have yichud with your mother, so then it wouldn't be the case that ben matzui eitzel ha'em. So from the fact that we needed this pasuk to teach me that ben can have yichud with a mother, and therefore children are matzui eitzel imam, so the implication is that for Shar Arayos, it's midoraisa. I think that's the simple reading of our Gemara and Rashi. The way the Rama puts it, this is on Sanhedrin, Chafal from the base, Vachikam Rakra, ki asischa chicha ben imecha, shemoter lisyached im imcha, umitoch kach humatsui etzla, since it's mutter, so therefore it's matsui, matsui etzla tadir, v'shneichem mitzuyin tadir biachad. Right? So it's basically, what's the drasha? It's like a gilui derech agav. Since there's a heter to have yichud with your mother, and therefore it's matsui that Ben is with his mother, so we could derive the extrapolation, again, whether this is a drasha gemura or nasmachta, that all other cases of arayos is aser mid'oraisa. That's, I think, the simple reading of our Gemara, Rashi, and Rama. If you take a look at the Pnei Yeshua on our sugya, he does not like this. And he asks, like I think we were probably all bothered by when we read the Gemara, that this does seem to be quite a far-fetched drasha, just because it says that a son is with his mother, so we can derive that there's an iser yichud everywhere else. First of all, the pasuk's teaching me a heter. How do we derive an iser? So again, Rama and Rashi are trying to answer that question. They're saying the reason why it's matzui, yes, it's true, the pasuk teaches me it's matzui. The reason why it's matzui is because it's mutter. But the Pnei Yeshua says, okay, great, it's mutter, so that's why it's matzui. So who says just because it's mutter and matzui that it's aser everywhere else? So again, what presumably Rashi and Rama would say back is, why does the Torah have to tell me this reality? It's teaching me this reality, this chiddush, to derive the halacha that I would not have otherwise known, namely that there's an iser yichud. But the Pnei Yeshua is very bothered by this, and therefore he answers that really we derive it from the beginning of the pasuk. This is like sometimes the Gemara leaves out a v'chule, so here it leaves out a pre-v'chule. The Gemara quoted a little bit too late, but really we should. The drash is more from the beginning of the pasuk. Ki asischa achicha ben imecha, o vincha, o vitecha, o eshes chekecha, o reacha, asher kenafshecha b'seser leimor. And look what's left out. Left out achoso. Why? It must be that it's aser to have yichud with your sister. Ah! And from there we learn that Shar Arayos are aser, basically with the exception of the ones mentioned in the Pasuk that are mutter. In other words, the Pasuk's talking about Beseser. Who, with whom is it mutter to be Beseser? These people. Everybody else, all other Arayos, including sister, that aren't mentioned in the Pasuk, right? Why is it more likely you're going to be with your mother than your sister? Because there's an iser yichud to be with your sister, and therefore there's a concern of hasasa with your mother, not your sister. That's the way the Pnei Yeshua reads it. And then he says, ah, and Baruch Hashem, I was mechaveh into the Yerushalmi, because the Yerushalmi does sound like maybe we derive it from the words Ki Yisischa. It says over there in Yerushalmi, Ki Yisischa Achicha Ben Imecha, O Bincha, O Vitecha, O Eish Chaykecha, Imcha B'Seiser, Bitcha B'Seiser. Fine. So this is very difficult for a number of reasons. Again, it's certainly not the simple reading of the Gemara, the Bavli. Moreover, if he's right, then how could there be a heter yichud for a sister? If you learn like the toughness panach, I guess it would be okay. Maybe like the Rabbeinu Yonah, but that would be an issue for the Pnei Yeshua. It's not even clear that's what the Yerushalmi means, and it's certainly not the pashtus in the Bavli. And therefore the pashtus is, like we said before, again, maybe you're right, it's not the strongest rush in the world, but that's precisely the point. That's precisely the point. So that's the that's how you read the Gemara. Now, another very important question to consider, one we began... What time is it? We're late. All right. I guess we'll have to stop here. This is, we really chose a bad room without the clock. Okay. So what are we going to do next? Next thing we're going to talk about, I already told you Mar Makomos on this, is the question of what's the gader of the din deraisa? Is it a gzera deraisa, chshash deraisa, an iser b'fnei atzmo, or maybe a third possibility? One important thing to consider when you preparing this aspect is thought question, but very relevant. Is the pshat, assuming that the Isser Yichud, like the Rambam says, is because it might lead to Gilei Arayos, is the pshat that this, that we're concerned in this interaction, in this meeting, when they're alone in the room, there's going to be Bia? Is that the pshat? Or no, maybe it's more of a long-term concern that this might come to Gilei Arayos. Interesting question. You should be Ma'ayan if you have a chance in the Lashon of the Smag and Rambam and the like. Another question, I guess we won't, and then we're going to go on into Gemara. Now, another question I'm going to discuss, also related to the Geder, the Isser Deraisa. An interesting question is it Yeharig Vel Yavor? If you want to see a discussion of that, we'll talk about it. But if you want to see a discussion, you could look at the Tzitz Eliezer, which is Chelek Vav Simen Mem. That's the contras that I told you before about Isser Yichud. And in Perek Aleph, he discusses it right there at the beginning. And the relevant parts to that, this discussion about Avizrayu and whether it's Yeharig Bal Yavu or the like, is beginning in Os Ches. So you can read Os Ches, Tes Yud, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet. There's a very interesting, all the way through Yud Zayin, some very interesting discussions there. We'll talk about Chayvei Lavin in terms of the Makoros for that. Take a look at the Prisha in Sif Katan Aleph, if you want, as well as the Beis Shmuel, Sif Katan Aleph. And if you're interested in more, look at the Chazon Ish, Ishus Lamed Dalet Os Vav, on that question of whether it's Divrei Sofrim or not, is does include Chayvei Lavin? And also, if you want to look in the Sefer Divrei Sofrim, which I referred to before on Simen Aleph, in the back of Divrei Sofrim, it's sort of organized like the Mishnah Berurah. In other words, there's Divrei Sofrim, which is equivalent to the Mishnah Berurah. There's Birur Halacha, which is equivalent to Birur Halacha, and there's Emek Davar, which is like a Shaar HaTzion on steroids. In the back of the Sefer, in Chelek Beis, so there are chapters, Chaf Ches Simanim B'Inyanim Shonim, where he's marchiv on many of the topics discussed, Bekitzer, which really isn't Bekitzer, in the first half. So Simen Aleph is on this topic of Chayvei Lavin, if you want to see some additional Mar Makomos and discussion on that. And then we're also going to discuss whether, if you have one man and two women, is that deraisa? Could that be deraisa? Assuming regular yichud is deraisa, if you want to see on that, take a look at the binas adam, which is, you know, by the chai adam, where he's marchiv a little bit, in simen tazayin os chaf vav, as well as if you want to take a look, the first pischei tshuva on simen chaf beis in Yerideya. In Eben Ezra and Shulchan Aruch. Now, in terms of going forward, so don't worry about going ahead and getting ahead of me, because you know, we'll hopefully I'll catch up with you. You know, if you feel like you're ready to go on to the next sugya, by all means do so. The other thing is, you know, I will really nader continue to give you my makomos, but you know, I would encourage exploration, meaning to say, you know, I'm not going to get to everything, and see where your questions take you, and you know, again, a lot of times when you learn halacha, you'll see one source will lead you to another source, and by all means, you'll see incredible tshuvos that discuss a lot of the questions that we're going to do. You know, we're not going to be able to get to all these pirtei patim, especially in terms of the analysis and shir. And again, on your own, you'll sort of, you know, I'm going to share with you some of the things that I thought were most interesting and relevant in my thoughts. But by all means, sort of explore independently, and you'll surely discover all sorts of fascinating things. So don't feel like you have to stick to the Mar Makomos. I suggest. Okay, so we'll stop here, and Bezras Hashem pick up tomorrow. Okay, you want to turn this thing off?
Yes.